I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of Australian Jams. I'm Gemma Bastiani, and today I'm joined by someone who I met for the first time at the start of the year before, when fires were happening, but before a pandemic was on. So better times, equally bad times, maybe? Anyway, I'm joined today by Nat Baser. Hello.
Hey, Gem.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing great. I am good. We just had a brief chat about how we're both pretty okay with isolation because we don't mind spending time alone, right?
Yeah, I mean, aside from all the bad stuff that's happening out there in the world, I'm actually pretty all right with just spending a lot of time alone at home right now and getting things done and trying to be productive. So it's I'm secretly enjoying that.
Yeah, I feel that for sure. just have your day to yourself. It's nice. So you've released a new album. We're going to talk about that at the end of the episode. But you've also, for those people who don't know you, can you tell us who you are and what you do? I'm all over the place today.
I'm a singer, songwriter. I guess you could say I'm also a multi-instrumentalist, Melbourne artist. And I write a lot of, guitar-based indie pop at the moment.
Yep.
Who knows where they'll go in the future. But, I guess in a nutshell, that's me.
Amazing. And we met, I should clarify where we met. You performed at the Australian Jams live recording at the start of the year, which was incredible. So thank you for joining us for that. And people can go back and listen to that. You should, because we talk about the Strokes, right?
We do, a lot, a little bit. It was a great night. I can't remember. It's all blue.
It was very memorable. Really hot. Yeah.
It was like the hottest day, on record or something, was it?
It was horrendously hot. And just, I felt so bad for making people come out. But it was worth it, definitely.
Totally.
Yeah. It's funny because I'm actually the bunting that I put up at that I made the night before, because I realized I had no decorations. I've actually got up in the studio now. So it's nice. I look at it every time I record now. And you can't see anything. You can just see me doing this weird arm movement, which is great.
Yeah.
We're doing well today. We're doing well.
Is that the lighting? Like the fairy lights? Kind of
the little triangles that say Australian Jams on the string?
Oh, yeah. I remember that. That was really
cool. Yeah. So I might put a little photo of how it's strung up amongst some footy stuff in my studio now. Anyway, you have chosen three songs to talk about today. Would you like to kick us off with your first song?
Yeah, sure. I've been listening to a bit of Rolling Blackouts, Coastal Fever.
Yep.
Got a new album out, and this song is called Falling Thunder. It's from that new album that's just dropped. It's just pretty dancey, fun, catchy guitar hooks, catchy beats, and really great bass line. I like their I probably like their previous album a little bit more, but I think this one's pretty rocking too. And I think that was Hope Downs in 2018. But yeah, this is just something that kind of makes me want to dance in the kitchen or something. I don't know.
Yeah, Falling for Thunder. Sure. I really loved the chorus harmonies for this one, and I know it's something that they do a lot and they do well, and I just love harmonies, but I just think the way they hit in there, it starts out as like a real rock song and then it becomes this kind of pop song in a way with those harmonies coming in, and just like really morphs the song into something really different from what you anticipate. And I think that's something they do really well.
Totally. And they make it seem so like effortless as well. It's just this really laid back harmonies that, yeah, just fuse together so nicely.
Yeah. For sure. And the other thing, I listened to it through my laptop and then I listened through headphones, and you hear so many intricacies when you listen to this one through headphones. Like, they're very, very deliberately done things, like put something way back in the distance on one side or something like that. And it just adds so much to the atmosphere of the song too.
Totally. Yeah. You can like hear where the little guitars are panned way to the left of your ear. Yeah, it's nice to be able to appreciate that through headphones. I love listening through headphones as well.
Yeah. On my last episode with Jeremy Neal, he said two songs were a good headphone listen, so maybe that's in my head now and I'm stuck on that stuff. But, yeah, this one is a good headphone listen, I think. You can dance with headphones on. It fits both. Yeah. Should we hear a bit of it?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is called Falling Thunder. It's by Rolling Blackout's Coastal Fever, and we'll be back in a moment. That was a bit of Falling Thunder by Rolling Blackout's Coastal Fever. Poor Nat just had to deal with my life story in the break there. I'm really sorry.
Let's great to have some life. Yeah.
Context on my life. My first song for today, I've chosen the new Earth Boy song called The Night Took You. I've never been a big Earth Boy fan, not because I don't like the music, but because I never really went and listened to it with intent, I guess. It was never something I just put on. I probably had heard songs in the past that I didn't realize were Earth Boy. But more recently, we've interacted a bit because he's a really big Sydney Swans fan, and obviously I'm a really big Sydney Swans fan. And when this song came out on Friday, it came out at midnight, and Friday was when the 2023 Women's World Cup hosts were being announced at 2 a.m. So I was up and just waiting for this announcement to come. The Swans had just lost, and it was just like a weird feeling. So I was like trying to find things to do while I waited for this announcement. And Gordy's album came out. We'll talk about that in a second. But then this song came out as well. So I was listening to this song. It was the first time I'd actively sought it out and listened to it. And I really, really liked this song. And when it hits that groove, it's just a really enjoyable track to listen to, even though the lyrics are a little bit, like, intense, I guess. Yeah, it's just a cool song. And I think there's a real message trying to be sent with it, for sure.
Do you think that because it came on around a time that you were anticipating this really exciting event, like, do you ever think, like, you know, the songs that tend to stick with people are, like, you know, the ones they kind of experience most, like, intensely at a certain time, or they've discovered something at a significant point in their life or something like that? And do you think that maybe that helped kind of segue you into, I don't know, Earth Boy music?
That's a pretty good point. I've not thought of it that way, really, but you could be right. It was like, it was a really weirdly emotional night because my team had just lost and it was a really, really bad day. There was a bad injury, all this sort of stuff, and then we were getting like hyped up for this big thing that we eventually got. So it was just that, like, the in-between moment, And I might have to go back and listen to it in a different way now. Just listen to it when I'm already happy. but it's sick. Okay. And I really, really appreciated the lyrics and how relevant they are to a lot of stuff that's going on at the moment as well. It's just very insightful, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Should we hear some of it?
Go for it.
This is called The Night Took You by Earthboy, and we'll come back.
And the day pulled me back from the brink, but the night took you. And the day pulled me back from the brink, but the night took you. If we live long enough, we fall. If we live long enough, we fall. If we have enough love, the dam will hold.
That was a bit of The Night Took You by Earthboy. I'm still 6 months later trying to convince Nat to support St Kilda's AFLW team. I will do it someday. Caitlin Greiser will get you over the line.
Sure thing, Jem.
You have another song for us to chat about.
Yeah. What should we play next? So I've been listening to a little bit of Jess Cornelius. Actually, the last time I was on your show and we were at Some Velvet Morning, I had never heard of it before. And really? I was getting like a cold beer because it was a super hot day that
so
day.
Just hot.
That and I think it was one of the bar staff that started chatting to me, and we were just talking about, you know, artists we were listening to, and he highly recommended Jess Cornelius. So after that night I kind of like looked her up, started following her, and discovered this song, one of her most recent, I think it is her most recent release. It's called Body Memory.
Mm-hmm.
Just really fell in love with it, and it's just got this sort of 80s pop synth groove. I think the music leaves a lot of room for, you know, the story that she's trying to tell, and it's just such a really sad story, really. And I just love the lyrics. There's just one line. My body has. Sorry, I've just written it down here so I can remember. But
my body has a memory and it won't forget.
I think a powerful line, and I mean, it could mean so many things for so many people, but I think it's just something that's really resonated with me and kind of takes you on a journey. So song, cool clip as well. I think she filmed it during lockdown on an iPhone.
There have been some good ISO film clips I've noticed. The Sweater Curse one that I spoke about with Jeremy Neal last episode was sick as well. I loved watching it. Like, I got so happy watching that film clip. So, like, there have been some good ones.
What's it like?
It's just a whole bunch of musos on Zoom recreating a song. Yeah, in all different ways. It's sick.
That's genius. Yeah.
It's just like you feel part of the friendship group kind of thing when you watch it. It's good.
Mm.
This song, it's interesting, isn't it? It's got that kind of light and airy feel about it. If you're not concentrating what the words are, it feels like this light, airy song. It's got claps in it. It's got all these like bright synths and things like that. Then you listen to the lyrics and it's so intense and so dark. Mm. And there was that lyric that you mentioned, and then another one that I called out, I was my own woman once and I was sure I was enough. And it's just like the idea of that being spoken about as a past thing rather than a current thing is just like really confronting. Mm. And this song kind of threw me for a loop as well. It was pretty full on.
Mm, totally.
But like, and I think you and I spoke about this on stage actually at the last time we chatted, this whole idea of putting so much of yourself out there and being willing to do it, and then when we can play gigs again, performing that to people night after night, like that whole concept is so intensely terrifying to me as a non-musician. that must be like, it's not just putting a song out, it's then having to relive it over and over, right?
Yeah, totally. And you know, just you're just vulnerable, you're just sort of making yourself vulnerable in front of strangers, I guess. And sometimes, I don't know, if you're writing really personal songs, you're also just divulging, you know, all your secrets to people. And I think, you know, on some level you kind of have to be okay with that if you're going to put music, if you want to put music out there, if you're making a conscious choice to do that and share that part of you. Yeah, it's not, you know, an easy thing to do, I guess, but I've often found that that's how you kind of find your, you know, confidence through your vulnerability. It's just part of that journey, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this song is probably emblematic of all of that for sure. Let's listen to a bit of it. It's called Body Memory. It's by Jess Cornelius.
I tried to tell you that I can't rewind. I can't walk.
Just heard a bit of Body Memory by Jess Cornelius. I have very unsurprisingly chosen a new Gordy song because I'm obsessed with this album, and I try really hard not to keep choosing the same artist over and over again, but I couldn't stop myself with this. Gordy is unbelievable. This album is unbelievable. Like, to me, it's the perfect album. The layers in it, everything. Anyway, I've chosen Unready because at the moment that's the song that stands out to me most, because in the song was released kind of as a single prior, but it was a different mix of the song. So just like Aeroplane Bathroom, it's a different mix of the song actually on the album. So listening through this album, this was such a nice little surprise. And this song, I think, is just completely incredible. It's very catchy, it's very upbeat, but at the same time it does all these other things. And the vocal layers are obviously my favorite thing, but I think this song is emblematic of what the whole album is to me, which is just perfection. I have no bias here whatsoever. The album as a whole goes through so many different kind of peaks and troughs as well, and it isn't just one note, which I think a lot of people maybe expected from this record. There are acoustic songs. I mean, Sandwiches is another really emotional, personal song about her grandmother. Like, there's so many things in this. Extraordinary Life is a beautiful song. So many different things you can take from this record as well, and Unready, I think, sets all that up in a way. And I have the vinyl right here.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, I love the colors on that album.
It's so nice, right?
Yeah. Just love how that the red and the desert kind of themed scene.
So like, well, orange and blue kind of theme, but in a different way to DMAs. Like, DMAs are going that orange and blue thing as well, but it's different.
I was kind of wondering whether that was like anything to do with her, because she works as a doctor as well. Is that right? She's a medical doctor as well. And I was wondering that one piece, whether it was like meant to, I don't know, reflect some part of that. But yeah,
I didn't even think about it that way.
I don't know. I'm probably wrong about that. Just looking too far into that, maybe.
She's just I interesting can't choice. Speak a bad word about her. And even the vinyl, actually, the record itself is orange and blue, so it's pretty cool. I am just gonna keep rambling if I don't just throw to the song now, so let's just do that so that you don't have to listen to me anymore. This is called Unready by Gordy.
Cold, I wasn't looking for you.
You just heard a bit of Unready by Gordy. Please go and listen to the full record. It's so good. Nat, your last song for us today.
Yeah. It's a song called Weirdo by Sweet Well.
Mm-hmm.
It's from an album I think she's just dropped very recently, within this month. The album's called How Much Works. I think I'm so terrible with getting album names and song names right. I just have a terrible memory for them, but yeah, it's just this really chill, cool track with some really cool electronic sort of drums. I just love the organic kind of raw vibe of it, and I think there might not, I could be wrong, it sounds like there's not even much guitar in it, or maybe no guitar at all. I think it's mostly bass guitar playing, yeah, kind of like the low notes and the higher string, the higher notes, which sound like a guitar, but I could be wrong. But I think she is kind of known for that sort of thing. And, it's just a song that makes a lot of room for the vocals, and the lyrics are just so honest and so beautiful. So, yeah.
Yeah, and the vocal is so close in the mix as well, isn't it?
Like it's quite intimate.
It's almost like if you're listening through headphones, it's almost like they're standing right next to your ear and just singing in right into your ear. It's really like almost unsettling if you're not used to that kind of thing, and then you kind of sink into it a bit.
Mm.
And also, I just really liked the simplicity of the arrangement. And I know I say simplicity in terms of it doesn't feel like there's a lot to it. I'm sure it's complex in the way they've put it together and there's a lot of intricacies to it, but it just feels very simple. It doesn't feel like you need to focus on too much. You just listen to those vocals that are right next to your ear, and just that is your focal point, I guess.
Totally, yeah. I think sometimes less is more, and that's definitely a track that, really demonstrates that.
Mm. Let's hear some of it. It's called Weirdo. It's by Sweet Whirl, and we're going to come back to talk about Nat herself.
And I've read my Camus and I've read my Sartre, still drunk the morning. Choice between two types of freedom, you know, you're gonna find me sitting on a milestone contemplating the shame. And whether or not I got the wherewithal to read.
You just heard a bit of Weirdo by Sweet Whirl, and my final song for today is Nat Baser's Higher Places. But mostly, let's talk about your record, Is It Offensive and Loud, which is an album name that I love so much. And it's obviously from Like to Me.
Yeah, it is. It's a line from the first track, Like to Me.
Yeah, which is such a good song. And you played it at Australian Jams live recording. This is your first kind of body of work out, right?
Yeah, it is. It's my debut album.
Yeah. How are you feeling about all that stuff?
I'm pretty stoked with just being able to release something like that and the way it sort of came together. I wasn't intending to make an album, and so, you know, all the songs just naturally came together over time. It made sense for all the songs to just belong to the one collection, the one album, because, you know, they're all based on stories and experiences and emotions that sort of happened during this, you know, just significant events during a period of my life. So it all made sense for them to be on the one album. And, yeah, I just found myself in the studio recording this album and thought, yep, here it is.
That's incredible. And... Do you feel
accidental
like
album.
Accidental albums are the best kind of albums, aren't they?
I think so, yeah.
It's accidental debut albums are even better. Released during isolation, even better. How are you coping with having released this, like, had this significant moment of releasing a debut album when you can't actually get out there and perform it live?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Well, at first I was, I mean, you know, it's pretty disappointing because you want to be able to tour on your first album. You want to play all those songs and get people excited about that and, you know, do it justice. And, but, you know, I'm in the same boat as everyone else. I accept that. There's nothing I can do, you know, it's out of my hands. But I'm still really glad that I was able to release it during this time. You know, 2020 was the year that I really wanted to release this album because a lot of the songs were written in 2018. Well, most of them anyway.
Yeah, wow.
And I just thought it was time and I wanted to commit to that. And to be honest, I think it's not a bad time to release music during this time when everyone's in lockdown. People are probably looking for, you know, new music, new artists to check out. So I thought, why not? And there's just so many unknowns with, you know, the touring scene at the moment. It was just a couple of days ago that all the suburbs in Victoria were, you know, subject to all those lockdown restrictions, and you just never know what's on the horizon. And so with so many uncertainties, it just didn't make sense to put it off.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just thought, we'll release it now and we'll just see what happens down the track. Hopefully there'll be some touring opportunities.
Yeah, that's quite a good way of looking at it because, yeah, no one knows what's coming. So what are you putting it off for? Like, what do you don't know what you're putting it off for, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
What do you think, other than the touring aspect, what do you think you did differently than you would have liked to given the circumstances?
I think it would have been nice to be able to, you know, do some interviews in person and head into studios, like radio station studios and things like that. But because, you know, it's never the same when it's like, you know, having conversation over Skype or Zoom is never the same as having a face-to-face, you know, coffee or catch up with people. But yeah, apart from that, probably not a whole lot.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't have done much differently. I wouldn't have done those last two film clips that I filmed during ISO the same way, but it was just really great because having, I think, limited resources and you're working within all these tight restrictions, you can only have, you know, so many people in a room and stuff. That kind of forced me to be a little bit more creative with the film clips.
Yeah.
And that was a real challenge. So I probably would have done that differently and it might probably wouldn't have turned out maybe as good because I would have just relied on a lot of things that were just a given. Whereas, yeah, during COVID, it was just like we're working with tight budgets here and can only have another person in the room with me because it was, I think we filmed Higher Places, the film clip for that, during stage three ISO. So I literally could just have one other person in the room with me. And that was really hard. But it turned out well, I think, given the circumstances. Yeah,
it's all these little different bits of creativity we're seeing come out, which I'm really enjoying watching. Like, obviously, in an ideal world, we wouldn't have to do that. But it's kind of nice seeing all these other things coming out that maybe you wouldn't have seen otherwise. And a couple of episodes ago, we talked about, I think it was with Essie Holt, maybe, or Nussi, someone. We talked about Ainsley Wills' cover of a John Farnham song and how she had actually said on her social media that had it not been the circumstances that everyone's in, she would have never released that song. That would have just been something she played live. And then we would have, if you didn't go to a show, you would have never heard it. And it's just like nice that we're getting these other things just to make this time a little bit more enjoyable. And we've got to thank creatives for that, obviously. But let's talk about the music itself. Like to Me, I freaking love that song. I told you that when we hung out in January. It's such an incredible song. The rest of the album really does fit with it, though. It doesn't feel like the only single of the album and then everything else kind of just was put on there together. And Higher Places is another single you've released. How did that one come together differently to Like to Me?
I think I'm not really sure about that answer, actually. In terms of songwriting, I just wanted to play a bit more with reverb, like just more spacier, bigger sounds, just more dreamier sounds. And I thought it'd be really fun to do a bit more of a dream pop indie kind of single, which is a bit different to what I'd usually do, but it was sort of new territory for me. I was also just trying to balance that with trying to maintain that organic band, guitar bass kind of full band sound as well, which is hard. Just trying to incorporate a bit more synth work into that as well. In the studio, I think it was the first time we tried to use some bigger reverb effects and trying to, we ended up, I think, recording, so there were some weird things we did in the studio. So in the room that we were recording in, we did all the bed tracking first, and then we kind of played it through speakers in a larger warehouse, which was outside that room, and then re-recorded that to get natural reverb. So you had the space, the large space in the warehouse to make it kind of feel like a bigger room. Cause the whole idea was, I really wanted like kind of like a prom night vibe to it, and to make people feel like they're full hall, like a larger space. And then, you know, my producer and I was just, talking a lot about that. I'm trying to figure out what's a way we can kind of transport people into that kind of world, that kind of, and bring that, those ideas and those themes to life. We tried some of that. There was like, we just had mics in the guitar shop we were in. So I recorded in a room above a guitar shop in Collingwood, and we had just some, which I probably should have led with to just give you some context. we had some mics kind of just set up outside the room we recorded in as well as inside, and played around with, just tried out different ideas with that. And it's sort of become like a mix of all that in the final mix. We kind of incorporated all those little recordings in there. So you probably wouldn't be able to pick it out just listening to it. It's because it's very blended.
Yeah.
No,
that's incredible, because it definitely, as soon as you said like high school prom vibes, in my head straight away it clicked, because I had written down that it's dreamy and it's quite open and all this sort of stuff. But yeah, it is that high school prom vibe, isn't it? Like, you can imagine that in an 80s TV show of them filming prom and you're swatting away a fly and it fits perfectly. Why is there a fly? No, it fits perfectly, and it's just adds to the, I love hearing that backstory of how you made that happen, because as a layman who just listens to music and appreciates it but doesn't record it, that's so fascinating to me.
You're not a layman, Jem. You're totally not.
Oh, no, I am. It's fine.
Yeah, it was really, it was sort of new territory for me too. So it was pretty fascinating to be able to, and just really fun to be able to try out new ideas and do things out of the ordinary like that. And yeah, somehow it just kind of came together and it worked really well. We were also just thinking it sounded a bit like, you know, the series, the Twin Peaks series.
Yes, that's kind of had what I had vibe. In my head as well. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, that's how we ended up doing like a bit of a film clip that was themed around David Lynch's Twin Peaks as well.
Yeah. We ended up, incredible. Yeah. Before we get to listen to a bit of the song, I want to also mention the album art, that photo is incredible. It's so beautiful. The colors in it are beautiful. Who did you work with for that?
Benjamin Joel, who also plays bass in my band.
Amazing. That photo is stunning. I love it so much.
Oh, thanks. It was just taken in my apartment, and there's like a time, we call it the golden hour, when, you know, the sun comes down and you've got like just really great natural lighting, and we had some blinds we were just playing with, and that shot was just taken during golden hour.
Incredible. I'll definitely be sharing that photo on Australian Gems Instagram, because you know how I feel about album artwork. Anyway, let's listen to a bit of Higher Places and we'll come back and you can mention what you got coming up. Just heard a bit of Higher Places by Nat Vaser, who is here with me. Well, here with me in spirit. She's in her own apartment. We're on a Google Hangout. Oh, Nat, now that we're wrapping this up, how can people find you? And what have you got, any like live streams coming up or anything that people can tune into?
Yeah, I've got a few pretty exciting live streams coming up. So on the 8th of July, I'll be live streaming from Jet Black Cat Music's Insta. I'll be doing like a duo show for half an hour from 7:30 to 8. And so just follow, you know, Jet Black Cat Music's Insta to tune
great,
in.
Great Brisbane record store.
Excellent store, yes. And Rocksteady Records, also a brilliant record store in Melbourne on Lonsdale Street. I'll be playing there with my full band on Friday, 10th of July. And that's from 6:30 as well. We were initially looking at doing that as an actual live gig as well, but I think with the lockdown restrictions, it's just going to be too tough. So we've decided to keep that purely as an IG live stream. So if you head over to Rocksteady Records as well and follow them on Insta, you'll be able to tune in from 6:30. And I'm also, if you want all the details as well, hanging out a lot on social media these days because I'm also in lockdown, I guess. So yeah, feel free to hit me up on, you know, IG, Facebook, Twitter, all the platforms.
The platforms. And I will also link all of that in the show notes below, so it's very easy for everyone to find. I'm really excited to tune into those as well, especially because they're two different style of show. A duo and then a full band is going to be really fun.
Yeah, totally.
Thanks so much for joining me, Nat. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you so much for having me. It's been great catching up.
Yeah, and talking about footy again. Congratulations again on the album release. That's so huge. And we'll catch you on Instagram Lives. What have I got coming up? Nothing really. Just Siren Sport, Women in Sport newsletter, if you want to keep checking that out. I've also got some footy articles coming out on some other platforms soon. But I'm sure none of you are interested in that stuff. So I'm just going to say I've got nothing coming up. And we've just got more International Marmalade coming next week for you all. I'll wrap this up. Thank you, Nat, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.